Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Is no secret that my top manifesting hack is my daily use of subliminal audios. I mean, mostly because I'm lazy and I get to manifest in my sleep. What a goddamn dream. Who wouldn't love it? Subliminal messaging has been around for years. The Guardian published an article back in 2007 stating that scientists have found that subliminal messages leave a mark on the brain, and that's why everyone from Apple to Coca-Cola have infamously used it in their advertising campaigns. Subliminal stimuli are any sensory stimuli below a person's threshold for conscious perception, i.e., you think you're just listening to a relaxing piece of music, but boom, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of powerful statements and affirmations beneath the music that you can't hear with your conscious brain. These affirmations can have distinct impacts on people's thoughts and behavior. Choose from a range including perfect health, wealth and success, beauty and confidence, fertility, weight loss, meet your soulmate, peaceful and present parent, happy kids, and so much more. Easily download onto your phone or live stream when exercising, cooking dinner, in the bath, or my personal favourite, as you go to sleep as part of your daily mindset practice. Go to francescaamber.com to get yours. What up, bitches? Welcome back to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I am Francesca, your host too. Despite my best intentions, I am sitting here at, let's check the time, yes, 1 a.m. recording this because, do you know what? Channel 5 is wild. Channel 5 sucked me in tonight. I just had it on in the background whilst I was writing my notes for this episode. And I started watching something called The World's Biggest Strip Club. Six-figure strippers or something, and I just always find that sort of shit so interesting. Like, how much do they earn? I used to work in strip clubs when I was a lot younger, not as a stripper, but in varying roles, and it was just so fucking interesting. It's all about how a lot of these strippers were mums, and at the school gates they're really like stigmatized and stuff, and I was like, fuck damn, like this is wild. And then straight after that is this other crazy documentary called Swinging Both Ways about porn stars who are straight, but because gay porn and lesbian porn are so much better paid, or there's more demand, I don't really know, basically they're having to have gay sex even though they're straight. And oh my god, that was a wild ride as well. So I've just been literally absolutely glued to Channel 5 tonight. So if you're looking for some very strange but interesting documentaries, Channel 5 is where it's at, guys. That is where it is at. Also, I've just seen advertised that they have got a new season of Rich House, Poor House coming out, which if you did my money mentality sort of workshop, you will know why it's so important to watch TV shows like that. But this is not an advert for Channel 5. This is Law of Attraction Changed My Life. And here we are. We are week 3 of the summer holidays. If you are a mum or a dad, Well done, you. We're surviving. Are you surviving or thriving? What are you doing? I've got to say, rather smugly, your girl's thriving. We did a book a good couple of months ago called Working Hard, Hardly Working by Grace Beverly. And one of the real takeaways from that book that I really have taken to heart and implement in my life is this idea that fun and adventure and great things don't just happen. You actually have to put quite a lot of forward planning into it. And so me and my sister at the beginning of this literally planned a shit ton of trips, and we've just got back from a couple of days in Whitby in North Yorkshire. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. We saw an al fresco performance of Dracula in the grounds of the ruins of Whitby Abbey, and it was truly wonderful. And Bo and I got a bit obsessed with Dracula, and when we came home, we're like, right, let's watch Dracula on Netflix. Note to any parents out there, do not show Dracula to your six-year-old. She was absolutely terrified. She ended up screaming. We had to turn it off and watch something happy, which at her request was Love Island. So yeah, don't show Dracula to your young child. It's absolutely fucking terrifying. Anyway, let's get on to what we are talking about this week. And that is a really fun exercise, and I know you guys love a little fun exercise that you can do. And this is one that we learned from the book Positively Wealthy. It was a book club pick a couple of months ago, and you know what? We absolutely loved it. It's by Emma Mumford. We did daily exercises. So we did EFT, manifesting using crystals, full moon rituals, dream lists, and also the one that we're going to be talking about today, which is making a manifestation box. So a manifestation box, this is a great technique if you are, like we all can be, I think at times, a controlling manifester. If you're the kind of person that is like, right, I'm going to manifest this thing, and then you keep checking to see if it's happening, and you keep obsessing about it, and you find it really hard to kind of let go and believe and trust the universe that it's going to come. So this is a great technique to really become detached from the outcome, which, as we know, that is really the key to your manifestations coming to fruition. And you know what? This whole thing of being detached, it's really, really hard. I'm not sitting here and saying that it's easy. You know, there are certain things in my life that I've manifested that I was very attached to the outcome, i.e., like really wanting my daughters to be girls, really wanting to buy my flat in London. I'd say that was something that I was absolutely attached to. I didn't want anything else. And it can be really hard, you know, if you're experiencing fertility problems, or if you are looking for a soulmate, or say you're attracted to someone particularly, and it's really, really hard to let go of the outcome of that situation and really become detached. But let me tell you, it really is worth doing the work behind that, because what do they say? I'm sure there's like a famous phrase or saying that's like the root of all misery is attachment. And if you can truly become detached to everything, like life is fucking sweet. And I feel like this about my house situation. My house is still not sold, guys. And you know what? It doesn't even surprise me. It truly does not surprise me, because I feel the longer it goes on, the more I feel really detached from the outcome, the more I feel really open to possibilities. So at the beginning of this journey, I was absolutely adamant that I just wanted to stay in my village. That was it. And the longer time goes on, I'm sort of starting to think, well, could I be open to other villages? And then I start to think, could I be open to other areas completely? And then I start thinking, like, is this just the universe telling me just to hold on because I'm probably going to move to California? I mean, who knows? Who knows? I don't know. But you may not believe this, but I genuinely am detached from the outcome. I mean, when they phone me now and say, you're going to have another house for you, and I'm like, cool, I'm not even going to bother, you know, hiding my laundry. People can see my fucking knickers if they want to. I don't care. Like, I truly don't care, because I truly think that what will be, and I don't know what the fuck that is yet, but being detached from the outcome is a very lovely place to be. Anyway, we are often taught to keep our goals visible and present in our minds by having maybe our goals as our screensaver on our phone or our laptop. That's a favorite of mine. We're told to have our vision board out where we can see it. And you can have your written goal list or maybe your affirmation lists somewhere where you'll see them every day. People have them on their fridge, on the inside of a kitchen cupboard, maybe on your mirror. And for some people, this works absolutely great. It works fantastically. But for other people, they can find this really, really overwhelming. Not just overwhelming, but it can actually make some of you really upset if you are constantly reminded of something that you don't yet have. And like I say, if, you know, go back to people experiencing fertility issues, to be constantly reminded of that baby that you don't have yet can really be upsetting and can actually make you feel worse. For some people, like I say, it totally works having visual reminders everywhere. For other people, it does the complete opposite. And this is where a manifestation box comes in really handy. So you may be thinking, what the fuck is a manifestation box? How do I make it? What do I do? So first of all, you're going to want to find a box about shoebox sized. Next, you're going to decorate it. And this is super fun. So you can decorate it with wrapping paper, with images that really inspire you, with words that inspire you. You can basically do exactly what you want. You can make this as fancy or as non-fancy as you like. As I was writing this out, I was reminded that, fucking hell, do you know what? I need to find this because you will lol. I had a man box. I mean, I say I had, I still have it somewhere at my sister's house. So when I was like, I'm going to say late teenager, early 20s, I made a man. No, I wasn't that old. No, I take all of that back. I was legit at school. I was definitely at school. So when I was a teenager, I made a man box and it literally had Francesca's man box on it in, you know, like letters when people like hold people to ransom or they're like trying to like fuck people up and they cut letters out of newspapers. That is literally what it was written like. It's like a fucking psycho did it. And then I had like pictures of like ex-boyfriends or people that I really fancied. And I used to keep inside, like, there's this boy at school that I really, really liked. And I'd somehow managed to like, I don't know, did we swap school ties or did I steal it? We'll never know. But I had his tie. And then I had, like, if I'd gone to the cinema with a boy, I'd like keep the ticket forever. I think I had a pound coin in there that a boy had touched that I really liked. It was pure lols and bordering on worrying obsession. But I mean, that's what being a teenager is about, right? I will try and dig out that box and take a picture of it and put it on my Instagram because, my Lord, what a time to be alive. I can't wait until my daughters do this sort of stuff. If you're not following me on Instagram already, what are you doing with your life? I'm at Francesca Amber or at Law of Attraction Changed My Life. God, I hope I find that box. Anyway, so you're going to want to wrap your box however you like. You can make it as fancy or however you want it to be. This is your box. Then next, you are going to put all of that shit that is overwhelming you into the box. So it could be your vision board. It could be your affirmations. It could be your goal list. It could be any of these things. It could be a picture you've put on your fridge that represents what you want to manifest. It could be your token item that you've bought that you hung up somewhere, but actually seeing it is really triggering for you. Because you know what? We're all different. And for me personally, I know that when I want to manifest something, like a token item, for example, every single time that I have bought a token baby item and hung it up where I can see it, I know that I'm pretty much going to get pregnant imminently and it works. The intention of doing it is so, so powerful for me. But like I say, for other people, they could find that really, really triggering and it could make them feel lack and it could make them feel more so than ever that they don't have this thing. And I think the only reason it doesn't make me feel like that is because I have many, many years now of manifesting success. So every time I've done these techniques and they've worked, it builds my faith and my belief. So each new time I do it, I have all of that old faith and belief behind me to know, oh, this has worked 10 times in the past. Of course it's going to work again. But if you're not there yet, stick it all in the fucking box. Put that shit in the box, put it away, and you can cleanse it with white sage if you want. But here's the important part. When you are putting everything into this box, you want to make it ceremonial. You want to make this a special kind of ceremony that you are doing. I'm taking this stuff and I'm posting it into this box, and I'm setting the intention that when I do this, the act of putting this in the box means that I am letting go, that I believe that it will be delivered to the universe, a little bit like the box is a post box, and I can now relax and let this be. So when you close the lid on that shit, you need to let go. That is you energetically letting go. It's not your job to remember it all the time now. It's not your job to be working on it all the time, because as well, there are different goals. If your goal was to write a book, there are lots of actions that you could take every single day to make that happen. But there's other things like finding a soulmate or maybe manifesting a pregnancy. That, yes, there's things you can do. There's 100% energetic things you can do. You can work on your self-healing. You can work on your self-love. You can work on your affirmations. You can listen to subliminals. You can work on your health. But sometimes there is a element of just, I need to let this go. And this is why it would be perfect for this. So when I was actually reading about this practice and this technique in the book, Positively Wealthy, I was like, what a lovely idea that you put it into this box and you're almost treating it like a post box, like boom, it's off to the universe. And then I started thinking, what about if you wrote your goal list and then you literally posted it into a post box? Like you posted it with no address, because I'm pretty sure that years ago, I'm talking like 20 years ago, I watched a documentary called The Dead Letter Society. And you know what? I almost feel like I need to pause this. And in fact, I'm going to pause it and I'm going to Google it quickly. Hold on. Hold that thought.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week we talk about the curious things that people do. Fans say it's like hanging out with your funny friends. If you like lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and a hint of psychology, chances are we are discussing something relevant to you, like relationships, dreams, phobias, weddings, work, cults, 100 topics and counting. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like humans. Please click the link in the show notes.
Okay, I've had a quick Google, and dead letters are basically undeliverable mail. So a lot of people will write a letter with no address. And it's like if they want to get something off their chest, they write it to people that have maybe like they're... When I watched this documentary years ago, it's like children that had like had horrible childhoods or been abused, or adults that had been abused, they would like write a letter to their abuser, but they would just post it with no address. And I started thinking, when my nan died, my sister and I were going to put a letter in her coffin, because we used to write letters all the time. Like when I was at work, I used to literally write my nan and granddad every single week. And my sister, every time my nan would like go home, if we'd seen her and she was going back home, or if she's going on holiday, my sister would like put a letter in her luggage secretly, so when she got there she could open it. And I was like, I don't know how I feel about putting it in the coffin, but I was like, I feel like I might just write a letter and put it in the post box. Do you know what I mean? Like, wait until I'm actually going to Cornwall next week, which is where my nan lived the majority of her life. And I was thinking, wouldn't that be nice to just post a letter in a post box in Cornwall? And you don't know where the fuck it's going to end up. Like, I love that. So anyway, the point of me saying that is that I feel like that might be a really nice manifesting thing to do as well. Or is that just giving a lot of work to the post office? Is that bad? I don't know. I don't know if that's bad energy. If anyone can let me know, let me know. But wouldn't that be like a similar thing to sort of like write out your goals, or write out how you want your dream life to be, and then just fucking post it in a post box with no address and just be like, bye, bitch. Bye. So anyway, that is the intention behind it, is once you put everything into this box, that's it. You can switch off, live your life, get on with your life, and really just surrender to the universe. Give it up, give it over, and see what comes. So It's great to go through your box roughly every sort of 6 months. And if you feel like you're the sort of person that will just get really, really itchy to look inside there and be like, have I manifested it all yet? Did it all come true? Maybe set a timer on your phone, like set an alarm and be like, right, in 6 months time, can you remind me to look through my manifesting box? Just make sure that you don't get into the trap of checking it every single week, because you're just going to get into that trap of being disappointed and then checking again and then being disappointed and all that kind of stuff. So after that 6 months, go through your box, have a look at everything. And it's really a good time to reflect on the past 6 months and think, wow, those were my goals 6 months ago. Are they still relevant? Do you even still want all of those to manifest? Clear out all of the manifestations that have happened. Clear out any that no longer serve you and you don't really want. And of course, the exciting part, you can add new ones. So like I say, this may not be for everyone. Some people might love having a visual vision board out and having their goals and their manifestations on show. But if you are the kind of person that feels really overwhelmed by that kind of stuff, then this will be great for you. I mean, it's a great technique for you, whether you love having your manifestations on show or not. I have to say, I use a slightly different technique, although I do now have a manifestation box because we did this as part of the Positively Wealthy book. I have a little goal book that I'm pretty sure my friend Nadia bought it for me years ago, and I have tried to look up where she got this from. I've looked up the publishers. I've been trying to get another one. But it's basically this little notebook, and it has a goal per page. And there's probably only about 30 or 40 pages. There's not tons, but it will probably last me, I don't know, my lifetime, maybe, I don't know. And each page is completely dedicated to that goal. So it's like, what's the goal? When do you want to manifest it by? What are the three things you need to do the next three things you need to do? Is there anything that will stand in my way? What will be my reward when I achieve it? And then there's a little box, which is very satisfying. And you check the box when that goal is manifested. And I only use that book for really serious manifestations. I don't do it for like small things. And it's very, very satisfying. Like once I write it in there, I know that it's going to happen. I think almost every single goal that I've written in that book has come true, except for one, which was to go to the giraffe manor in Kenya, you know, where like the giraffes put their heads through and it looks amazing. And that's because of fucking COVID. And then I had two newborns and now they're opening up a similar one in Kent. So I probably don't need to go. But everything else in that book has manifested. So if a box doesn't work for you, this is not a, what's the word? It's not an arbitrary thing. You can use this however you want. It could be a box. It could be a letter that you put in the post box and you deliver. It could be a letter that you burn and get rid of. It could be that you have a little goal book like me. However you want to do it, as long as it works for you, it's all good. So anyway, if this little technique, this little exercise intrigues you and you would love to find out more about the book Positively Wealthy by Emma Mumford, we did do it in the book club about 2 months back. So I think there are there are 33 daily podcasts. That was a bloody busy month, wasn't it? I don't know why I pick books where I have to podcast every fucking day, but there we go. She never learns. If you want to go and do that, you can go back at any time in the book club. You don't always have to do the book that we're doing right now. You can go back and do any of the books we've done in the past. There are so many great books that you can do. This month, we are doing The 5-Second Rule by Mel Robbins, and it is astounding. It is life-changing. It is so simple. Since doing it, I've been using it to cut my procrastination, like just scrolling on my phone, and also to improve my health, which is a goal that I've had, like a recurring goal constantly, is to improve my health. And I never managed to do it. But since we've been doing the 5-second rule, I've been doing daily 7-minute workouts. If you don't have the 7-minute workout app on your phone, oh my God, you need to get it. It's amazing. I have been doing that every day. I've had salad for lunch. Who the hell do I think I am? I even went out for dinner with my dad and didn't have dessert. Who is she? Who is she? And anyway, that's the end of today's episode. I hope you've enjoyed that. If you make your own manifestation box, please do share with me. I'd love to see a little collection of your boxes. That sounds really weird, doesn't it? a little array of your manifesting boxes. You can tag me in your stories at Francesca Amber or at Law of Attraction Changed My Life, and I'll repost as many as I can. And if you want to share and support the pod, firstly, thank you. You're doing the Lord's work. You can share my podcast on your Instagram. That really helps to share it with your followers and your friends if you think some of your friends might enjoy this. But you can always rate, review and subscribe as well. Those are the three things that literally take seconds but really, really help me out. If you can leave me a review, it's fucking fantastic. It makes me day. And have I got anything else to tell you? My website crashed this week. I've had some real website issues, which it is around a full moon, so it doesn't really surprise me. But basically, the subliminals have been going wild. They have been going wild, and we've had so many orders that basically the platform, whatever it was, I don't know, I'm not into technology, but it couldn't keep up. It couldn't do them. And so some people were not getting their confirmation emails of their orders, and it was all fucking very hectic for a couple of days. So if you are one of those people that made a subliminal order and you didn't get your confirmation email, email me at hello@francescaamber.com with your order number, with your email with your order number on, and we will resend out to you your link. So my sister has been going through those like a demon, and God bless her, it's her birthday, and she's been going through those because that has been a real issue. And we now have another issue, which is not so bad, but that one's been resolved now. This one is that the way the website has now been set up, Lord have mercy, God help me, you can only order one subliminal at a time, which I know is very frustrating. So you literally have to check out and then you can go back and order another one. I'm changing my website. I'm having a completely new one rebuilt because this shit ain't working for me. It's very glitchy. It's very clunky. I'm not having a good time. So I apologize if the checkout process is a little bit annoying. I know that PayPal made it a lot easier for a lot of you. But now this issue of only being able to order one at a time, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you other than that it will be resolved in September. And I also am going to ask my website designer if she can make a package, if you can just buy basically the whole lot of them in one shot, and I'll make it cheaper because that will be easier as well. But anyway, all of that stuff's at francescaamber.com. You can find details about my online courses, my book club, my subliminals, my affirmation audios, all that jazz over at francescaamber.com. And I will see you bitches next week. The Law of Attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too. Bye. What up, bitches? It's no secret that reading has changed my goddamn life. I think it's incredible that people put their entire life's work, their teachings, into a book that often costs less than £10. It's incredible to me. And I am so thankful to all of the authors that have helped me on my self-development journey. And, you know, I have the UK's biggest self-development book club. There's over 3,000 of us reading along each month. But maybe you're thinking, Fran, I ain't got time to read. Who do you think I am? Barbara Cartland? No, you are busy. You are girl bossing it. You are living your goddamn life. And I get that. I see that. I hear it and I value it. And that's where Audible can come in. If you find yourself only with the time to be able to listen to something, but to not sit and physically hold a book, maybe you have a physical job like cleaning or whatever, where you are using your hands, or maybe you're a crafter and you want to be able to just listen to something and to learn on the go, or maybe you're driving a lot and you're able to listen to a book, but you know, it's illegal to read a book and drive, bitches. Don't try it. Then Audible may be for you. I have a 30-day free trial that you can have a little go at and see if it's for you. You can download millions of books to your phone or to your laptop or whatever you fucking want and listen to it wherever you are. So check it out. I'll leave the link down below.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.